You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here, Dr. Paul Esposito. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and we're getting into the Word of God here now. It's going to make your day better now as you take 15 minutes and soak in the Word of God today. We are going to snoop in, and we're going to read someone else's mail. It's the mail belonging to another pastor. As I believe when he says angel, the Greek word angelos means message. And I don't think Jesus is dictating a letter to an angel. But it's a letter to the pastor, the messenger, the one there who's preaching and teaching the Word of God. It's a letter to him. We're going to snoop in now and read his mail, his personal mail, a letter from the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine getting a letter as a pastor myself? Can you imagine getting a letter? You open up your mailbox and there's a letter from Jesus Christ himself. In the letter are commendations for things that you're doing right. In the letter are things that you're doing wrong, admonishments for what you're doing wrong. There's a few of these where there's no commendations at all. It's just what they're doing wrong. And there's one or two of these, especially the church at Philadelphia, where there's nothing they're doing wrong. It's only commendation. And that's what we're looking at. We're in this series, The Doctrine of Revelation. This is part two now of this message. This will wrap up tomorrow, and we'll be back with the next two installments of what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the world on Thursday and Friday. For more info again on me, you can write to me, Paul at WMIM.com. Love to hear from you. Here's part two now of this message, The Loveless Church.
When there's six lampstands, I leave. And if there's six lampstands, by golly, it's my fault. It's my fault. He holds the pastors in his hand. He walks among the churches. Now, in verse 2, as is customary, the Lord's going to start with an attaboy. That is something that they're doing right. I know your works, your labor, your patience, hupomone. I know that you cannot bear those that are evil. All right, now reading somebody else's mail shocks us. Not bearing with those that are evil, that's not what we were taught. But this attitude, you know, I'm not going to put up with evil any longer, is an attitude the Lord Jesus commends. He's glad they're not going to put up with evil anymore. Why can't we be as vigilant as they? We're told to endure evil. The Lord Jesus, from reading this mail, opening up this pastor's mail, he commends them for not putting up with evil anymore. And we think we're doing him a favor by enduring evil. That's wrong. That's when you're going to find out that you're wrong. All right, let's see if there's anything else he commends them for. He says, you have tested those who said they were apostles and are not. And you have found them to be liars. Okay, Jesus commends the Ephesians for testing a person who claims to be an apostle. do that today and they'll call you a Baptist. Why, you Baptist, how dare you test brother so-and-so? So let me see if I get this right. Now, Jesus commends you for testing someone who says he's an apostle, but the church condemns you from doing it. Who do you want to follow? This church, from opening up someone else's mail, the Son of God in red letters, he commends you for testing anyone out here who calls themselves apostle. How do you do that? Easy. According to the Bible, Acts chapter 1, an apostle had to be an eyewitness of Jesus Christ after he was raised up from the dead. When I say that to people, they say, I've seen Jesus, brother. I won't even joke anymore about linguine. That's the answer that I get. When I read that to people, they say, well, I've seen Jesus. Perhaps they ask the false apostle, what color was Jesus' eyes? Because if you don't know the answer to that question and call yourself an apostle, you are a false apostle. Because an apostle of Jesus Christ knew what color Jesus' eyes were. Okay? To put in regular, colloquial, flesh and blood, easy to understand terms, an apostle knew the color of Jesus' eyes. If you don't know the color of them from seeing them face to face, then you're a false apostle if that's what you call yourself. If the word of God cares and matters and you're figuring, I hope it does. Friend, you got to judge everything by this book. Everything. This is your standard of truth. It's right here in this book. Not what your friend says, not what your pastor says, not what anyone else says. You judge an apostle by what it says in this book, not by what you see on television. Another way. Here's one I've never given you before. 2 Corinthians 12:12. 2 Corinthians 12:12 says this, Darren. It says, truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Again, that's 2 Corinthians 12:12. Mighty deeds followed an apostle. The Bible says that Paul's handkerchief healed people. The Bible says people got in Peter's shadow. Now, don't mistake me. God heals people through the Holy Spirit. But he did great signs and wonders through men. Peter's shadow. They lined up in Peter's shadow to get healed. Paul's handkerchief. Now they sell handkerchiefs on television. Okay, lastly, maybe they failed the prosperity test, as I like to call it. 1 Corinthians 4, verses 9 through 13. 1 Corinthians 4, for I think that God has displayed us, apostles, as last, as men condemned to death. For we have been made, listen to these words, this is what describes an apostle of Jesus Christ. We are men condemned. We are as men condemned unto death. We have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished. We are dishonored. To this present hour, we both hunger and thirst. We're poorly clothed, beaten, and homeless. We labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things until now. And you want to be an apostle. There's a list of 13 things. Spectacle, fools, weak, dishonored, hungry, thirsty, poorly clothed, beaten, homeless, hated, persecuted, and lastly, the filth of the world. This is what an apostle looked like. An apostle was homeless with a bashed-in head. That's what he looked like. Didn't drive a Cadillac and have gold rings. He was homeless. He was naked. He had nothing. And they strung most of them up on a cross or skinned them alive and fed them to the lions. And you're an apostle? Now, Jesus said, you tested these who said they are apostles and you found out that they weren't. They weren't getting healed in these guys' shadows. Now they were well-schooled in Ephesus. 30 years earlier, the pastor or the messenger of this church was a young man named Timothy. And right after this letter, the apostle John himself lived in Ephesus, and he ministered to the people. All right, verse 3, and more commendation. You have persevered and have patience, and you've labored for my name's sake. And you've not become weary. You see, the Lord recognizes all the hard work that you do for his name's sake. Paul wrote, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The Lord Jesus is watching. Your labor is not in vain. Again, the Apostle Paul says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Okay, what are the Lord's complaints against the Ephesian church? Verse 4 starts with the word, nevertheless. I've got this against you, that you've left your first love. And their first love was what? For whom? Missions? Outreach? Vacation Bible school? Evangelism? No, someone just said it over here. It was a person. The first love was Jesus. They lost their young, exciting love they had for their Savior. 30 years had passed since the Apostle Paul started this church. If you're not careful, the passage of time can lead to you leaving not only your first love, but your second love. That's these other things. And your third love, too, maybe people. Keeping your first love vibrant requires work. Work on your part. Any married person here can relate to that?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring.